Whether you're starting out raising beef cattle as a niche product or as part of a commercial operation, or if you have decades of experience.
There's a lot that needs to be learned by everybody that's involved in the industry. There's so many facets from region to region, niche market to niche market, and things can be so different if I'm marketing in a local vicinity, what that buyer would want versus what a large commercial feedlot and their packers would want.
Especially when it comes to the grading of feeder calves for entry into feedlots. According to Jason Duggan of University of Georgia Extension, he acknowledges some producers may not understand the grading system, or why perhaps an individual animal or a group of cattle may have sold for less than other livestock. That is why it is important for a livestock grower to have a thorough understanding of USDA feeder calf grading standards and what the terminology within them means.
For most cattle, they are eligible to be graded if they are deemed to be thrifty,
meaning falling within muscling and frame guidelines that could indicate future carcass weight and meat grade when the calf matures and is harvested.
For example, one that's double muscled, one that looks like they have a chronic sickness, those are not thrifty animals and could not be graded regardless of age.
Duggan says muscling and frame are the primary factors in grading, with USDA grading standards applied for cattle under 36 months of age. Yet other areas come into play regarding what the sale price of that individual animal turns out to be. Gender does play a role, as bulls can be graded, yet with the expectation they will eventually become steers.
But they would receive a doc in most all circumstances at the sale facility or through a marketing process because they would have to be castrated, and that would be obviously a knock-on performance.
And in some regions of the country, or even among individual feedlots or sale facilities,
lots of times prices are dictated on how many they can get of a group. So if you have one that doesn't fit into a larger group potentially, they're going to get docked heavily.
Duggan adds USDA feeder calf grading standards can also assist producers with breeding efforts, applying them to individual herds to gain insight on herd sire selection. That in turn can help reduce the number of small frame calves in a producer's calf crop. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.